After a long off-season, we finally have NFL football to recap. Sure, it might not be regular season football with the locked-in starters, but we'll still take it. While most of the projected Week 1 starters sat out last night, the 2024 NFL Hall of Fame game still gave us plenty of opportunities to watch the younger guys from each roster, including the rookies. Here are our top rookie performers from the game between the Houston Texans and Chicago Bears. S. Kalen Bullock, Houston Texans. Anyone who followed the draft process closely enough to read a Kalen Bullock scouting report knows that coverage is his bread and butter. While he was at USC, he was one of the best ball-hawking single-high safeties in college football. But if you happen to read that much into him, you also read that tackling was not his strong suit and often an area that got him in trouble. So, naturally, his first big play in the NFL was a big hit and a forced fumble. And on the following play, he made what could have been a touchdown-saving tackle. So much for scouting reports. It was good to see Bullock take a more willing approach to run defense and tackling. It's not that he couldn't do it, he was just slender, and it was more difficult for him in college, so he wasn't exactly motivated to throw his body at ball carriers. I figured a spot on the Houston defense might be best for him. As a former linebacker, Texans head coach Demko Ryans is likely one of the best candidates to motivate his young players to wrap up and make some hits on the ball. We saw glimpses of that from Bullock, who led the team with 4 total tackles. He finished the game with a 59.7 run defense grade and a 61.0 coverage grade across 19 snaps. Edge Austin Booker, Chicago Bears. Many in the draft community were shocked and Kansas edge rusher Austin Booker slipped all the way to the 5th round. At one point, he was considered a potential late first-round pick, but an inconsistent offseason caused his stock to drop more than expected. Booker left Kansas as a redshirt sophomore with only 1 year of starting experience, during which he even missed some games. He has a long, slender build, but when he tried to add extra weight during the draft process, his athleticism suffered, likely causing his slide in the draft. However, Thursday night's performance suggests the Bears might have a steal on their hands, even if he is, just, a designated pass rusher. The 6'4" edge rusher has over an 81-inch wingspan, and he uses those long arms well when attacking offensive tackles. He earned a 73.6 pass rush grade during his first preseason contest, beating his blocker 4 times and registering 1 quarterback hurry. There was a play in the second quarter where he hit his offensive tackle with a long arm-to-arm over combo that gave us a glimpse of what his NFL pass rush plan could be. Edge Solomon Byrd, Houston Texans. Byrd played 5 seasons in college but was there for 6, as he did not play during the 2020 season due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He seemed to be an NFL draft afterthought, but I was intrigued when I got to see him at East-West Shrine Bowl practices. He was very willing and conscious to get his hands up and moving against blockers, and he even showed off a nice spin move in one-on-one drills. The Texans selected him in the 7th round this past April. He earned a 74.4 pass rush grade in the Hall of Fame game. He beat his blocker 3 times, though he failed to record a pressure. T.E. Brendan Bates, Chicago Bears. Bates was the first undrafted free agent to make a name for himself on a national stage this preseason. He played at Kentucky for 5 seasons but never recorded more than 100 receiving yards in a single season, let alone a game. Though he played just 12 snaps on Thursday night, he earned an 88.3 overall grade thanks to a 90.3 receiving grade. This was rooted in his 2 catches of 20-plus yards for 47 total yards in the game. Other notes. Texans rookies O.T. Blake Fisher and T.E. Cade Stover played a significant number of snaps on Thursday night. Fisher's 38 snaps were tied for the most of any player, and Stover's 36 were tied for the second most. It appears both of those players are going to get quite a bit of work this preseason. Bears undrafted rookie cornerback Leon Jones played 36 snaps on Thursday night, earning a 69.7 overall grade. It felt like he was flying all over the field to be wherever the ball was going, an energy that would stand out to his coaches on tape. Dominate fantasy football season with promo code PFF25, unlock all of PFF's fantasy content and tools, including full access to the Fantasy Football Mock Draft Simulator, for 25% off using promo code PFF25.